Welcome to Headphone News, Greater Toronto Edition for Sunday, December 15, 2024.
Camp Widow event supports grieving individuals. The Camp Widow event takes place in various cities across Canada, including Toronto, Calgary, Burlington, Ajax, and Parksville. This annual gathering provides a space for people who have lost their partners to connect and find support. Charities that assist with grief play an important role in helping those dealing with their loss. The event fosters a welcoming community where attendees can share their experiences and begin the healing process. Participants will discover helpful resources and meet others facing similar challenges.
Interest rate cuts boost homebuyer confidence in Canada. The Bank of Canada has cut interest rates for the fifth time in a row since June 2024. This decision is aimed at making home buying more affordable in the Greater Toronto Area, located in Ontario. Homebuyers Madison and Graham Fisk are feeling hopeful about finding a larger home for their family. With lower interest rates, more people are likely to enter the housing market. Currently, the Canadian dollar is worth about 74 cents in US dollars, meaning that 10,000 Canadian dollars is roughly equal to 7,400 US dollars.
Rising demand at Sudbury Food Bank. The Sudbury Food Bank in Ontario, Canada, is experiencing a significant rise in the need for food assistance. A report from Feed Ontario reveals that over 1 million people used food banks between 2023 and 2024, showing a 25% increase from the previous year. Each month, the Sudbury Food Bank helps around 10,000 individuals. Local support and events like the Edgar Burden Food Drive are crucial to this effort. This growing demand highlights the urgent issue of hunger in our communities.
Health stories to watch in 2025. In 2025, key health stories include the quick rise of bird flu, known as H5N1, which raises serious concerns for community health. Many groups are also facing issues with harmful drugs. The increasing use of Ozempic, a medication for diabetes and weight loss, highlights changing trends in healthcare. In Canada, over 5 million adults are struggling to find doctors or clinics they can see regularly, reflecting ongoing difficulties in the health system. These topics will be important to keep an eye on in the coming year.
Workplace safety violations result in fine for Quebec company. Southgate's Carpets, a company located in Quebec, Canada, admitted to violating workplace safety rules. These violations were connected to the tragic death of employee Ron Hill in September 2023. As a result, the court charged the company a fine of $100,000, which is roughly $74,000 in U.S. currency. The owner, Mike Cariff, did not attend the court hearing on December 14, 2024. Family members of Ron Hill expressed their disappointment over his absence during the proceedings.
Challenges of a grandmother in Ontario. Colleen McLaughlin is taking care of her four grandchildren in hotels in London, Ontario, Canada. This situation began when her daughter's health worsened in January. Since February, they have moved between about 12 different hotels. They receive support from Jordan's principal, a policy designed to ensure First Nations children get the services they need. Colleen faces difficulties in finding low-cost housing and providing stability for her grandchildren. Their story highlights the ongoing issues of homelessness and the urgent need for affordable housing in Canada. Living in hotels costs around 4,000 Canadian dollars, which is about 3,000 US dollars.
Canadians warned about online scams. This holiday season, Canadians are facing a rise in online scams. From January to September 2024, these scams have cost Canadians $7.1 million, which is about $5.24 million US dollars. More than 30,000 people have reported being defrauded this year, leading to a staggering total loss of $503 million, or roughly $372 million US dollars. The Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre is urging everyone to be cautious during online transactions. Both police and victims stress the importance of carefully questioning every transaction to avoid falling victim to fraud.
RCMP police dog program faces challenges. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police, or RCMP, is encountering significant difficulties with its police dog program. An internal review has uncovered problems such as a lack of personnel, low staff motivation, and inadequate facilities at the training center in Alberta, Canada. This evaluation covers the years from 2018 to 2024 and reveals that just over half of the positions at the training center are currently filled. The report highlights potential health hazards for both officers and dogs due to poor infrastructure. Suggestions from the review include improving working conditions and hiring more staff. Additionally, the RCMP relies on its breeding program for German Shepherds to meet high demand and manage costs effectively. The evaluation emphasizes the urgent need for better resources and support for dog handlers and training efforts.
Fire under Gardiner Expressway in Toronto. A fire broke out under the Gardiner Expressway in Toronto, Canada, on Saturday afternoon. Authorities received reports of the blaze near Spadina Avenue and Lakeshore Boulevard West around 1 p.m. Firefighters responded quickly and put out the flames. The westbound expressway was shut down for about an hour and reopened shortly after 2 p.m. Thankfully, no one was harmed, and the cause of the fire is still under investigation.
Highlights from Canada. This week in Canada features several important events. Young swimmer Summer McIntosh set a world record in Budapest, Hungary. In Montreal, a civil trial involving Gilbert Rozin continues, sparking important conversations about responsibility in the entertainment industry. Meanwhile, the Royal Canadian Navy launched a new ship in North Vancouver, improving the country's defense capabilities. These events highlight Canada's impressive accomplishments in sports, legal matters, and military advancements.
Canada's tax holiday on goods and services. The federal government of Canada has introduced a tax holiday on goods and services, which started on December 14, 2024, in the Greater Toronto Area, Ontario. This holiday removes the goods and services tax on ready-to-eat food, toys, and some types of alcohol. Many businesses in the food industry are hopeful this will boost sales. However, shoppers are uncertain if this will lead to increased spending. Right now, the Canadian dollar is valued at about 0.74 US dollars, meaning that spending 10,000 Canadian dollars is roughly equivalent to 7,400 US dollars.
Canada lifts investment limits for pension funds. The Canadian government is set to lift the limit that restricts pension funds from owning more than 30% of voting shares in local companies. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland made this announcement in Ottawa, with the goal of enabling pension funds, which manage over $3 trillion Canadian dollars, to invest more in local businesses. Additionally, the government will roll out a new phase of the Venture Capital Catalyst Initiative, providing $1 billion Canadian dollars for investment in 2025. This funding aims to support the growth of mid-sized companies and unlock up to $45 billion Canadian dollars for specific artificial intelligence projects. This initiative marks a significant move towards fostering innovation and economic growth in Canada.
Kylie Massey's historic achievement. Kylie Massey has made history as Canada's most decorated swimmer by winning a bronze medal in the women's 50-meter backstroke at the World Short Course Championships in Duna Arena, Hungary. This victory brings her total to 20 medals across both short and long course events. The 28-year-old swimmer finished just 11/100ths of a second behind the leader, Regan Smith from the United States, who set a new world record with a time of 25.23 seconds. Massey's remarkable achievement highlights her commitment and skill in the sport.
Police investigate protests in Brampton. Peel police are looking into violence that occurred during protests at Hindu and Sikh places of worship in Brampton, Ontario, Canada, on November 3. Five people are facing accusations related to assaults and encouraging hatred in public, and more arrests may be on the way. In response, the Brampton City Council has decided to ban protests within about 330 feet of places of worship. This move aims to protect religious institutions from future disruptions.
Financial burden of cancer in Canada. A recent study from the Canadian Cancer Society reveals that Canadians with cancer and their caregivers face a staggering financial strain of about $7 billion Canadian dollars each year, which is roughly $5.5 billion US dollars. On average, an individual deals with costs of around $33,000 Canadian dollars over their lifetime, translating to about $24,400 US dollars. The total cost of cancer to society reaches about $37 billion Canadian dollars, or around $27 billion US dollars. Patients pay 20% of these costs themselves. This study highlights the significant financial challenges that can lead patients to delay or avoid essential care.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.